simplicity of the ghost like beast, the purity of what it wants and where it goes. Always loves you, always loves you.
Come on down to the 9th Annual Farm Aid at the UBC Farm, September 16th at 3 p.m. This free admission family-friendly event is a celebration of food, music, and community at Vancouver's last working farm. Festivities include square dancing, farm fresh corn, and a beverage garden featuring handcraft brew from East Van Storm Brewing, and so much more. To find out more information, visit www.landfood.ubc.ca and look under events.
On Saturday, September 21st, Grammy Award-winning folk rock duo, the Indigo Girls, kick off their Canadian tour at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver. Get your tickets online at northerntickets.com, by phone at 604-569-1144, or in person at the Northern Tickets office at 918 Granville Street. Don't miss Two North Indigo Girls Canadian Tour 2013. For full details and more information, visit indigogirls.com.
On Friday, September 13th, Winnipeg's Les Jupes will be touring their brand new EP, Negative Space, to Vancouver with a stop at the Cobalt. Playing alongside the Abramson Singers, Les Jupes play a unique brand of British post-punk meets American folk. See you at the show!
Hello to radio listeners. Isn't that amazing how we did that? So in addition to you as a lovely audience here, we also have an extensive radio audience that's listening to this on a live broadcast on CITR Radio is your campus radio station, second building, and it welcomes all comers. We take all kinds of people. There's lots of weirdos up there already, so most of you will fit in and can get involved. You can learn how to have your own radio show. You can learn to become deep. You can write reviews to the news department. All get involved. Second floor of the sub. I'd also like to say thanks to AMS for putting on this Live at Lunch series. So this has been going on for several years now. And this year has been, we've had every day since last Wednesday at lunch, and tomorrow we kick things off with Hooves at noon tomorrow. Also going on is annual Battle of the Bands. Sleuth here knows something about Shindig, as they were winners in 2011. Give it up. This year's Battle of the Bands starts next Tuesday at the Railway Club. It starts at 9:30 every Tuesday until mid-December. Local bands duking it out, jokes for beer. Lots of great times you won't regret going to Shindig. That brings us to the band, to the concert in question, Sleuth. They won Shindig a couple years ago. They're on one of the compilations. They're a fantastic band. You guys are a treat. If you like what they're looking for shows, book them for your next show. Do you guys play house parties?
Sure.
Yeah, they'll play house parties.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear some of their music, most of it's already sold out in physical. physical form. It exists on the internet at sleuth.bandcamp. So go there to real memories you're about to form when you watch Sleuth.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Us to the band, to the concert in question, Sleuth. They won Shindig a couple years ago. They're on one of the compilations. They're a fantastic band. You guys are a treat. If you like what they're looking for shows, book them for your next show. Do you guys play house parties?
Sure.
Yeah, they'll play house parties.
Yeah. Party.
And if you want to hear some of their music, most of it's already sold out in physical form. It exists on the internet at sleuth.bandcamp. So go there to real memories you're about to form when you watch Sleuth.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
This is called...
I love you, that's when you're near. We play these games, one another, to keep ourselves distant here from each other. Cards get books on our own. We'll be right back.
This one's also from our EP. The last one was as well. It's called Fishing for Moonlight. Ready?
Yep. We are. We are ready. Go.
This one's also from our EP. The last one was as well. It's called Fishing for Moonlight. Ready?
Yep. We are. We are ready. Right. Go.
But also an absent audience. It does something to the dynamic. I need to switch guitars, so if someone maybe wants to come up and chat or something,
that'd be cool.
Hey, who wants to chat? Duncan here.
Duncan Donuts, Duncan McHugh of Duncan Donuts will come up to chat. Forgot to introduce myself before. So you are listening to a live broadcast, and you are watching Sleuth of Sleuth play here at Live at Lunch at the North Plaza of the Student Union Building at UBC. Any of you students right now? Have you been students recently?
You go to UVic.
Yeah. Any tips? You know, a lot of these are probably greenhorns. Young, fresh students just starting out. What? Any kind of tips for the freshmen out there?
Don't give up unless you should, and then do it.
Don't go to art school.
You made the right choice coming to UBC, a real genuine institution of higher learning.
Can you play the first chord, Jasper?
Me and Jasper are actually
graduates. Lion in Love.
Oh, sorry, the Lion in Love stage name. From SFU, so okay. Sorry about that.
Crosstown rivals, that's okay.
We come here, we steal your prize, we move on.
So you guys have been around for a few years now.
Yeah, I guess 2008, 2009?
I think so, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It started off as just a duo between myself and Julian, and then Oliver joined us. And then later, Jesse. He's our greenhorn.
That's great. So thus far, you guys have one EP under your belts.
Yes.
But you're recording another album as we speak.
That's correct.
Are you going to be playing any of those songs today?
We're going to be later on playing two new songs that are going to be premiering today. So
treat world premiere, exclusive.
Actually, most of the songs in this playlist, they may not be new to me and us, but they're new to everyone else who hasn't heard them.
Like Rules for Heart, the first song?
Yeah, that's going to be on the album.
Okay. And so you guys released a cassette. What were some of the reasons behind cassette? I think for those of us who are familiar with cassette culture, there's a few things that make sense. But for people who don't know about cassettes, like why cassettes? Cassettes are dead. Why would you release something out on a cassette?
We wanted to be a zombie band. I don't know.
We blew all our money on the recording.
Yeah. Sure. But also, I think there's something that the Lion Love and I share about the aesthetic. We both love the aesthetic of tapes.
It's also, pretty much the only physical format that is a rectangle for the artwork as opposed to a square. And I don't know, it's more interesting somehow.
It's also the only thing that plays in my car.
All right.
All very good reasons.
Yeah.
And one other thing, I've noticed some merchandising that you guys have that go above and beyond the usual band merchandising. Yeah, Lion and Love. I'm looking at you.
He's done his research.
That beautiful pompadour of yours is up for grabs.
Bits of it, yeah.
So for $50, anyone here have $50 burning a hole in their pocket?
Probably not.
You could buy a lock of Lion and Love's hair. Through Bandcamp. You'd have to process it through Bandcamp and PayPal. Clear. And then you're selling locks of your hair. What was your inspiration for that?
I do a lot of haircuts.
Okay. I am just wasting this hair. Why not monetize it?
I keep asking for one, but he refuses to give it to me. It's really annoying. Why not?
And you'll also read audiobooks for $10.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool. I've been listening to audiobooks lately. They're pretty fun. And I feel like I might work on my reading voice. It sounds a lot nicer, usually.
Would you perform it in verse or in song? Or
no, I feel like it would just be like Skype or something.
Okay. All right, so for $10, if any of you want...
Or your newspaper.
If you're tired, if your eyes are sore, you just want to listen to today's horoscopes.
Yeah,
you could Skype in with the Lion in Love and get a reading.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks, guys, for the chat. Once again, you're listening to Sleuth play on CITR 101.9 FM at Live at Lunch.
Thanks, Duncan.
Thank you. This is called Wildlife. Well, it would help if I turn it on. There we go. She's inside of me. Thank you. sorry. Would it be possible to get the bass turned down a little? I'm only hearing bass right now.
Sorry, Jesse.
That's okay. Let's proceed.
This next one is also on our EP that's available, which is called Brave New Nothing, and the song is called Apocalypse. Please sign the release form first.
I don't mind it a little bit. It was just overwhelming everything else. Okay. And the count.
Set rightly, having recovered from last year's depression street. Unreal, he declared while he danced like a stair lightly. His leg had healed from a foolish silver tongued attack.
That song is actually also available on the CITR Pop Alliance vinyl. So
which you can purchase over on our left.
Yes.
Unless you're on the radio.
And we don't get any money from it. It's cool. All right.
Wait. This next song.
Oh, I was going to do that.
Go ahead. It's called Point of View. What's it about?
Oh, you can't see my face on the radio.
He glowered at me. All right.
Yeah.
On my lovely peculiar hours, as I got myself.
Ah!
Switching from drums onto guitar.
You guys want to spoil some TV shows?
What?
Pick a TV series. I'll tell you how it ends. Which one? Most of them die, but
you
not all of
them. You have to say the name
the
of it.
The ones that you want to die, die. But the ones that you don't want to die, don't die.
Nobody on the radio knows what you're talking about because you didn't say the name
of
the show.
You sound like a madman. I know.
Okay, what are we playing first?
I thought it would be funny if they joined in halfway through that and they're like, oh, you spoiled my show probably.
And Oliver's gotta do a thing, and we all gotta do a thing.
So many things.
You have no idea what's happening right now. We're all wearing clown masks.
What do you think's better? TV show set in college or TV show set in high school?
All right, we're good. Sorry, were you saying something, Jesse?
High school.
No, it doesn't matter.
I vote high school.
What is this song about?
Doris Day.
It's called Doris
What's
Day.
What's it called?
Doris Day.
Okay.
You are a yellow cloud floating on a bubble high. You are the American dream of 40-year-old chastity. Doris Day, never leave me. Doris Day, without Oxford. You are in like a brink state. You are crippled by gloss and too much filler talk. Doris Day, keep me company. Doris Day, about on stage. Mrs. Robinson was not an option. Of righteousness and conviction. Doris Day, you are a dinosaur. Doris Day, you could have been the whole. And this song might be helpful advice for all of you who are new to university. It's called We're Not Friends Yet.
I did a thing.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I can just start, right?
Yeah.
I guess I can blame my bad mood on you, though I may like to, because that's just what friends do. But we're not friends yet. I'm working on it. We're not friends yet. I'm working on it. I said you don't have to pay me back for the chips, and I'll pretend your taste in music isn't shit.
Whoops.
But we're not friends yet. I'm working on it. We're not friends yet, but I think I might. I think I might super duper new songs, and I gotta switch guitars, so someone else talk.
The next two songs have never been performed, unless someone else across the planet wrote them again with all the same words. I hear that actually happens sometimes. And then it's whoever sues the other guy first, I guess. I don't know.
Especially if you're Robin Thicke, and this whole thing with Marvin Gaye. I don't know if you heard about that.
What happened?
Well,
talk show guy,
from what I hear, somebody told me that Robin Thicke is getting a jump start on suing the people who own the rights to Marvin Gaye, because he heard a rumor that the rights to Marvin Gaye were going to sue him for the song, because it sounds very similar.
Weird.
Anyway,
that's sad.
And yet one is so much better than the other, so it almost doesn't matter who wins.
Yeah. What's the name of this song?
Lead me to new secret paths and dancing places. I had a Kate Bush moment.
Okay.
Yeah, one second. All right. Let's see if we don't screw this up. Yeah. We're best.
this next one is our other new one, and it is called The Big, Big Blue.
It's hard.
Yes. All right. Everybody good?
Yep, yeah? I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Songs, and this one's called The Honeys in the Hive.
Yeah.
Did you just do that into a microphone?
No.
Okay. ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
This next one is our last one. It's called Good on the Inside, and thank you to CITR and UBC for having us. It was really great being here.
And the two people shouting out there, I just want that on the record. It happened!
Thank you.
Thank you for that shout.
Okay. Good on the inside, just like all of you, I'm sure.
You've been Sleuth, and you've been great.
We'll continue to be Sleuth.
All right, give it up for Sleuth, everybody. Once again, this is Live at Lunch, presented by CITR 101.9. We got one more coming up tomorrow. We got Hooves here. It'll be, yeah, Hooves, give it up. It'll be the last Live at Lunch. We've been doing this for the past 2 weeks out right here. So just come back tomorrow for the same thing at 12 noon. This is put on by CITR 101.9. I'm Evan, by the way. I'm Evan. So nice to meet you. CITR.
Hi, Evan.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet the band. We got tours at CITR at 12 o'clock noon every day. Just come. We're at the second floor of the sub. We're super chill. Just come meet us and you know, just have fun. Also, Shindig starts September 17th. Big kind of band competition we throw. It's really, really cool. It's every Tuesday at the Railway Club until December. That's it for today. Once again, give it up for Sleuth, everybody. Sleuth. And yeah, have a fun rest of the day. Tomorrow, Hooves, CITR. See you then.
It can't last forever. The surgery is over. but the flashing lights has gone and left me here to wait for this. Maybe someone could come by and hold my hand for a while and tell me stories of their first true love, some of their failures and fascinating stories that could warm the heart. Someone could get some water, pass a brush through my hair, and pull it gently with their fingers. Mess it up a bit, make me feel alive, remind me what I'm here for.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Those are a few songs from Julie Duran. But now marks the beginning of Chips and Dip. I'm your host, Hannah. Today on my show, I have a guest. He should be arriving soon. It's Will from the band Weed. We'll talk about his new, or the band's new LP that was released 2 days ago. Anyway, before that, I'm going to play a few songs. First from Bank Robber. The song is called Soon, off of their new album called Life's Nutso.